Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 82, Turn Signals. Why do they flash at different speeds? This one's going to be kind of a quick one, but it is something that comes up. Customers are driving their car, they go to use their turn signal, and all of a sudden they notice that one side is flashing maybe twice as fast as the other side, or possibly it's flashing slower than it normally does. So I'm going to real quick explain why that happens. So why do turn signals flash at different speeds when something is wrong? Well, the actual flash speed itself is basically, it's based off of load in the circuit. So in other words, if all the bulbs are working properly and they're the right bulbs and there's not any kind of a resistance issues, then the bulbs will, or the flashes will flash at their normal speed for your car. Okay. It's not that there's a standard speed, but you know, it's normal to you. Okay. The most common thing that happens is that one bulb will go bad, okay, whether it be the front or the back. Well, the circuit, the flasher sees that as half the load in that circuit. Okay, so in other words, if normally you have two bulbs, one in the front, one in the back, or maybe multiple bulbs, sometimes there's multiple bulbs in the back. In any case, the system knows what the load is supposed to be. Okay, so when a bulb goes bad, it's essentially half the load, so it normally flashes twice the speed. Okay, that's one of the ways you know that you've got a problem with your flashers, is that it's sort of an automatic feedback kind of a thing, type of a deal. So a bad bulb will typically flash twice as fast, okay? It's because there's less of a load, okay? That's the most common issue. Now, of course, the other side of it would be if there's resistance in the power or the ground side of the circuit, then typically that side of the flashers will flash slower. Okay, the reason being is that with resistance in the circuit, it means, especially on the ground side, it means that the basically there's more of a load on that circuit or that side of the flashers of the car, and so since there's more of a load instead of a normal load, it flashes slower, or it may not flash at all. That's another possibility too, where you turn the flashers on, they just, your indicator in your dashboard, your instrument cluster there comes on, and that's it just stays on. Okay, so it can be a resistance problem on either the power or the ground side of the circuit, or the other possibility is that somebody's put in the wrong bulb. Okay, it may physically fit in properly, but if the bulb itself is a higher wattage, in other words, it's a brighter bulb, that, again, higher wattage means that it takes more amperage to light that bulb properly. So the flasher sees it as a higher load, therefore it flashes slower. Okay, the thing that's kind of interesting about European cars is they're very particular of material that's used for the base or the mount part or the socket part, whatever you want to call it, the base of the bulb. The Europeans are real big on using steel-based bulbs, the base of it, okay? Whereas other manufacturers, and for that matter, the domestics, they use brass, okay? Well, believe it or not, there is a resistance difference between steel and brass as far as how readily it will allow electricity to flow through it. And so I've seen, you know, not so much now really, but in the past where people were trying to replace their own bulbs, and they did it, and the bulbs work, but the system is still showing maybe that there's a brake light out, even though they're looking at it and going like, well, wait a minute, the brake lights are working, what's the deal? Well, if by chance they used a brass-based bulb, okay, again, it's a resistance issue. So even though the bulb works, the system sees it as a resistance issue, and so it can potentially turn on a warning indicator that you have like a brake light bulb out, okay? So they are kind of particular. You want to replace like for like. If your car normally has steel-based bulbs in it, that's what you want to put in. If it normally has brass-based, that's what you want to put in, okay? And this also goes, for that matter, with the other warning circuits in the car. You know, again, there's really no warning circuit that comes on for your turn signal specifically. You just know something's wrong because, again, the flashing speed changes. But certainly most cars today have some sort of a, you know, brake light out, rear tail light out type warning system, front, you know, low beam headlight out, whatever the case may be. And these systems also can certainly, they have the capability, a lot of them do anyway, it depends on your car, where they can check the circuit whether the bulb is on or not. So in other words, even if you haven't turned your headlights on, when you start your car up, it's doing a bulb check or a bulb circuit check test. And it sees, let's say there's a bulb out, there's going to be high resistance in that circuit because the bulb is, the element is bad, okay? So it can give you a warning of, you know, right front low beam out, and you're thinking, well, I haven't even turned on my headlights. Well, in this case, that's a good thing because it's telling you maybe during the day, since you don't have your headlights on, that you have a headlight out, okay? It's not working properly. But that's, you know, again, I'm speaking specifically of BMW because that's what I know. I would imagine that most cars are hopefully set up that way. I mean, typically your less expensive cars are not going to have as many of the usual bells and whistles, of which that could partly be some kind of a, you know, light out system warning type of a deal. It may not have anything or maybe very minimal. Other cars that are more expensive are going to typically have more of those kinds of systems where not only does it tell you that's a bulb, that a bulb is out, but it tells you which one, okay? So, and also, too, sometimes you have to be careful with the terminology that's used. BMW, they on their headlights, they have what are called angel eye headlights where there's like a halo that surrounds the headlight, and that halo is written, or is lit up, okay? Sometimes it's set up to where it comes on just with your ignition switch on. Other times, and usually most of the time, it comes on when the headlights are on. Well, BMW, when that is out, they call that when you have a warning that comes up, especially if it is an actual written message, it comes up as park running light out. Well, people go like, well, what's that? Okay. Check your angel eye bulbs. Okay, like I say, it looks like a halo around each of the headlights. And what you'll notice is you turn your headlights on, and if you pay attention and look, you'll see one side the halo is lit up, and the other side of the car, of the other headlight, is not lit up. That's the problem, okay? The goofy part about it is that those things are really, those specifically the angel eye bulbs, not to get off the subject from turn signals, but what the heck. They really, if nothing else, they're really more for decoration, okay? They don't really obviously provide very much light. I would imagine a cop would never really notice. If your headlights are working, he or she is not going to notice that. They're not going to write you a fix-it ticket for an angel eye light being out. I mean, I seriously doubt it, okay? If your headlights are working, that's probably all they really care about. But, you know, BMW has it to where it gives you this constant warning. And that's if you have a car that has like iDrive, where there's an actual message that comes up. On the other cars, some of the 3 series and the less expensive cars, there's just a single warning light that comes on that just shows, okay, there's a bulb out. That's all it shows. You know, there's a bulb out somewhere on the outside of your car. Okay, a bulb not working. Okay, so your job, find it. Or, you know, take it to your technician, your shop, and let them find it. But that's where I've seen people kind of, they can't figure it out because they don't realize it's the angel eye bulb that's not working. So I think that's about it for this one. I just kind of had the thought this morning as I was having breakfast of, hey, you know, maybe talk about turn signals and why do they flash faster when there's a bulb out. And because this conversation has come up, you know, quite a bit over the years in my career of working on cars where, people, you know, all they notice is that my turn signals are working faster on one side than the other, and they don't really know why. So now you know. Hope that gave you some enlightenment of that whole situation. Appreciate you listening. As usual, if you ever want to get a hold of me, or I am always, you know, please, I am always looking for new ideas and subjects and stuff and titles for podcasts. So if you got an idea for one, and you realize I haven't done a podcast on it yet, you know, by all means, shoot me an email. You can reach me at bkpodcasts5@gmail.com. I'm also, you know, of course, I've got my shop, Brad's Motorworks, and I have a couple different web pages where you can reach me through that. And, also, if you want to, I do send out a monthly newsletter, a podcast newsletter. So again, if you want to shoot me an email and say, "Hey, Brad, I want to get your newsletter," it's real kind of real quick and simple, basic. I show the ones, the podcasts that I've already released from the previous month. I send it out on the first of the month typically. And, so I show the ones that I released the previous month, and then I list the ones I'm going to be releasing the beginning of the new month. I also, one of my favorite hobbies happens to be cooking, so I always share Brad's favorite recipe with everybody, with the group. So, you know, that's something that's totally non-automotive. So anyway, appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening. Hope you have a good time. Happy motoring. You know, again, this is kind of in the middle of the whole COVID-19 thing. So, you know, please take care of yourself and take care of, let's take care of each other. You know, I know as much as we don't really want to wear masks and stuff like that, but gosh, it sure is a good way to protect yourself and protect everybody around you. So I think it's a good idea. I know it's a pain. I tell you, I'm glad I don't have to wear one during the day working. That would be not fun, but because I am by myself, I really don't have to. So appreciate you listening. Hope you have a fantastic day and a great tomorrow. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.